our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre dans façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring prune cake and biscotti with homemade prune jam.
We have in some of the prune left over, so I'm going to throw it in a pan to make jam for breakfast. We chop this. Doesn't have to be very fine. If you want a like smooth jam, then of course you chop it very fine, or you put it in a processor to mush it up. Here we make a homemade chunky one. So the way you have cut it is fine, or you can cut a little bit, keep it up. Just chop them into cubes like that, finger-sized cube. When it's cooked, it's going to reduce the size into a smoother substance, so don't worry, all right? Now I'm going to turn on the cooker. We cook from here. I'm going to put a little water in it. One cup of filtered water. Leave it there to boil. There we are. And then put a little sugar in it. How sweet? Depends on you. You can always taste it while it's cooking. We have about bowl of prune mixed. So I would put 4 tablespoons of brown sugar. I heard that the white sugar, they use a cow bone to bleach it. So I don't like the idea very much. Why do we always have to mix cruelty into our daily meal? It's not a good way to live. I would put just a little bit of salt in it. As much salt as the tip of the chopstick. The reason is, if you put a little salt together with your sweet pudding or cakes, they taste sweeter without much sugar. So in that case, you reduce sugar intake. The prune, I keep them already, so I'm gonna put it in this water to cook together. Leftover, you know, we can make jam out of it. Put it in a pan to cook. It's going to boil up, and we have jam. Oh, well, let it boil first. Meanwhile, I'm checking my cake, huh? See if it's okay. I'm sure it's going to be okay. It's just normal to check up. Our pot is boiling, so we have to lower heat so that it doesn't boil over. Like if your cooker has up to 12, you reduce it into 3. And let it simmer. Until all the prune become soft and mushy, very soft, easy to spread on your bread. That's when it's done. Not long, maybe another 10 minutes. Meanwhile, we put some flour in the cup. Maybe I use like 2 tablespoons of flour in 1 cup. There. And then some filtered water in the cup. Mix it up. Mix the water so that it becomes liquid. Put a little more water then until it's liquidized. Like a sauce, soup sauce. If your pie bubble up a little bit in the middle because there's too much air underneath, you just get a fork, punch some hole in that bubble, and then the air comes out, and then your pie will be flat again. It's good. I check the prune, see if it's mushed up enough the way I want. all soft already. We can let it be softened a little bit more until it melts in your mouth, on your tongue. That would be fine for a smooth jam, prune jam. It has to simmer, but not too low heat. It has to bubble just a little bit. So if the heat's not enough, you turn on a little. My oven already called me, so I check out if the cake is good. We need a little bit more time. This cake is a little bit thick. Also, I have opened it a couple of times, so the heat escaped. So I put it on 10 more minutes, so it's all golden and nice. You can also use some spoon to mush up the prune a little bit in the pan so that it will be more smooth. Just mush it up. Yeah. Mush it up a little bit. Mush up, mush up. I think it's already soft enough. I check out. See if it's good enough for my breakfast. Now I turn the heat on full, number 12 again. I think need a little more sugar, unless you like it a little sour or not. I put a little more sugar, like one more tablespoon in there. Good. I like it sweetened. But when it has a little natural flavor, it's also nice. Doesn't have to be too sweet, does it? Depends on you. So you have to check it out whether the taste is okay for you. I think now it's perfect. Wow, very good. Know what I do now? I wait until it boils up very, very high, very hot. Then I'm going to fold this flour sauce in. It's boiling up now. So you see, our substance would look like this, a little chunky. And boil up now. Don't wait too long. That's enough. Now I'm going to fold this flour in it to make the substance a little bit more consistent. So you can spread it on the bread, otherwise it will become a soup. Which also like this, you can also eat like this as a pudding even. It's a wonderful pudding, but today I'm making a jam, so I have to fold in a little flour like that. It's cool now, it's wonderful. Very good. You have to stir up the flour solution very well so that it doesn't clump, but it gives a smooth consistency to your jam. Okay. This is my homemade jam. This might look a little different from the supermarket, but it tastes good, good. Okay, that's it. Stir it up around 1 minute. And then when you see the substance look very thick and nice, it will look a little transparent, not white. All the flour has to be cooked together with the prune and it will look transparent. Now we turn the heat off. That's it. And still stirring a while, just to make sure. Looks nice. Good, good. Have to stir it so that it doesn't stick at the bottom. Now it's done. It will look like this, huh? Now we're going to put it in a jar or just on a bowl, and tomorrow everybody can eat it together in the morning. I go get a jar or a bowl. Which one you prefer? A jar or a bowl?
Cool.
You transfer it into a bowl. It's good. It's done. Check if it's good the way I look. Oh no. Wow. Much better than the prune we buy from the market. It still have a little sour taste, you know? Natural taste. Very fresh. Refreshing. Interesting. You can try that. You can spread this on vegan butter toast. Oh, biscuit. It tastes wonderful. Now, welcome to breakfast. Gonna be cool. Bon appetit. There are baking butter, biscuit, sugar, and cake. You know what? This cake you can eat for tea time or even breakfast. Very nice. You have to put some sugar and cinnamon on it first. Sprinkle sugar, cinnamon on it and enjoy the cake. And the biscuit you eat with butter and a homemade prune jam. Eat what you want. Enjoy. I'm gonna give you some vegetarian ham also ready made. Don't worry, it's not all. Sprinkle as much as you want. Try the cake and tell me if it's good.
That's fine.
That's fine. Tell me.
Sweet.
Sweet?
And delicious.
Delicious?
Mm-hmm.
Truly? Wonderful, wonderful. It's hot. Oh, it's just baked and it's nice. You guys can have some. Don't be so excited,
no,
Benny.
It's really good. It's
gonna
really
have
good.
Some. Gonna have some, Benny. He's begging you. Benny, don't do it. Don't do it. Come soon, Benny. I love you, Ben. Don't be like that. Oh, go look at that. He's snuggle with you. Oh, give him some. Who cares?
Okay.
He's already spoiled rotten. What harm? What harm one more piece of cake? Love it up. Love it up. Nice, eh? And happy? How can you leave happy alone? She will not take no for an answer. Small piece, okay? Small piece. It's too sugary. Well, it's fresh fruit, is okay, but don't give too much because it has sugar in it.
Yes.
I try to give them less sugar. Not him again, happy. Is he good, happy? Oh, she loved it up so quick already.
Yes.
Give Solo some.
Would you like some?
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Yes.
Good, huh? I ate it. He's just not used to it.
Yes.
Yet. It's good, huh, Solo? Yum, 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 yum. A good cake? Yeah, prune cake. There are a lot. They can eat later. You guys enjoy first, okay? Enjoy. Here are some vegetarian ham.
Oh, thank you very much, Master.
So it's not too sweet.
Yes.
Has to be balanced. Eat them with biscuit or some more bread if you need. I give you later, happy. You be good, okay? I'll give you some.
You want some lady? Give ladies some cake. My. One piece. Mmm, love, 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 love. Oh, she came back for more. Oh, look at that, this is cool. Get the jam.
I'm gonna try some of this. It's a great combination.
Yes.
Mm. It's so tasty.
I knew it. Really good, huh? Mummy cooking, huh? Good breakfast. Wonderful breakfast. I'm gonna try some also.
Okay, huh? You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you eaten this cake before? No, not really.
Never?
Mm. I also have not seen like that in America. They don't make it like that. Mm. This is German cake. They call it Schwestkendachi. Schwestken.
Schwestken.
Dachi. Do they make this in Finland?
Similar.
Similar? Which one is similar?
With apples.
With apple? Oh. This is just pure prune, no? Just prune. Dark prune and yellow prune. And then a little bit of cinnamon, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Not bad breakfast now. By this you can go to work happy. Before. You know, this is homemade. It tastes a little bit tangy. A little bit sour, no?
Perfect.
Maybe not too sweet. From the shop, you get too sweet, right?
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Wow. Not because I made it. Try some hand. Give me. Chew. So much. So. Solo. She eat it all solo. They don't come. He is a gentleman. If she's nearby and wants it, he give it to her. How about some cake? Hello? Mm-hmm. Mm. Solo, no? Some more? Mm. Mmm. Be careful, Zolo. Hey, Abby. Oh, you want ham? Is it on this or not? Okay, I want some ham. You gotta eat the ham or not? Probably the dog will take it off. Yeah, babe. Mmm. Goodie. Yeah, lady. Lady? Maybe. Slowly, man. Goody, you want some? Goody, baby. Yeah, come here. Yeah, mate. Snack. Here, Goody. There you are, baby. Good boy. You want everything. Want some more cake, Goody? My goodness. I have it. No squeezing. And then, oh, too bad. Ham is the best. Watch it. Ham it. Wow, see that? Like a footballer. Like a basketballer. He's very fast. Okay. So. I have too much already, okay? Last one, huh? Yeah. You eat cake like drinking tea. I love cakes, but these are forbidden. Anyway, I don't cook every day, so it's all right. Very nice. Yeah. You like the club? This is the club we eat you. You're a German dog, aren't you? Okay, there, I give you this one. Go, 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 go. No more. Last one, huh? Okay, voila.
Thank you for your wonderful presence today on A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please join us tomorrow for more insightful lectures on Between Master and Disciples, right here on Supreme Master Television. More positive programming coming up next, so please stay tuned. May heaven grant all your noble wishes to come true.